Welcome to Your Best Version, an Erasmus Plus project funded by the European Commission. In this chapter, we will talk about conflict resolution and its implications in order to foster socio-emotional skills for young people at risk of social exclusion. Conflict resolution refers to the process by which two or more parties who have conflicting point of views, interests, or needs reach a mutual solution without resorting to violence or aggression. This process involves understanding the problems, open communication, and the search for a compromise or a solution that is acceptable to all those involved. In adolescence, conflicts can arise from various reasons: differences in opinion, peer pressure, or difficulties in communicating with parents. Adolescence is a period in which young people begin to form their identity, establish more complex social relationships, and learn to manage conflicts. During this stage, adolescents may encounter conflicts with peers, parents, or even with themselves. Resolving these conflicts effectively is essential for establishing good relationships and for social integration. A teenager who knows how to manage conflicts in a calm and constructive way will have more harmonious relationships with those around them and will learn to defend their points of view without resorting to violence or aggression. In addition, developing this skill contributes to increasing self-confidence and a sense of control over difficult situations. Developing the ability to resolve conflicts brings numerous benefits to adolescents. An adolescent who knows how to manage conflicts effectively will have a greater ability to adapt to various social situations and cooperate with those around them. They will be able to express their points of view in a calm and respectful way, which will contribute to building trusting relationships and increasing self-confidence. Additionally, adolescents who develop conflict resolution skills are less likely to engage in aggressive or abusive behavior and will be better able to handle stress and social pressures. They will learn to negotiate and compromise, which is essential in an increasingly diverse and complex world. On the contrary, the lack of conflict resolution skills can have significant negative effects on adolescents. A teenager who does not know how to manage conflicts may resort to impulsive, aggressive, or passive behaviors, which can lead to social isolation and the deterioration of interpersonal relationships. Also, the lack of a constructive approach to conflicts can lead to the perpetuation of a climate of tension, misunderstanding, and distrust in social groups, and such adolescents may be perceived as incapable of collaborating or solving problems in a mature manner. How to develop conflict resolution skills? Developing such skills doesn't happen overnight, but with the right support, teens can learn to deal with this challenge. Here are some strategies to develop the skill. First, learning effective communication. A first step in resolving conflicts is clear and open communication. Teens need to learn how to express their feelings and opinions without becoming aggressive or defensive, and to actively listen to others' points of view without dismissing them outright. Secondly, managing emotions. During conflict, emotions can run high. Teenagers need to learn to control their emotional reactions, take deep breaths, and calm down before responding. This can prevent the conflict from escalating. A third solution, finding winning solutions. Resolving a conflict doesn't always mean winning an argument. Teens need to learn to seek compromise solutions, which meet the needs of all involved to the greatest extent possible. This requires collaboration and openness to new ideas. Moreover, negotiation exercises, practicing activities or role-playing games that involve negotiating and resolving hypothetical conflicts can help teens learn how to apply the skills in real life. To conclude, conflict resolution is an essential skill in adolescent development. Those who learn to manage conflicts in a mature, calm, and constructive manner have a much greater chance of building healthy relationships and integrating into social groups. It is important for teens to learn this skill through education, practice, and the support of those around them. and thus they will become more confident and able to face social and emotional challenges. That's all for this episode. Thanks for listening to Your Best Version podcast. And remember, if you want to be part of a new skill developer, click follow on our page on Facebook or visit the website www.yourbestversion.com. Funded by the European Union. Views and opinions expressed are, however, those of the author only and do not necessarily reflect those of the European Union or the European Education and Culture Executive Agency, EACA. Neither the European Union nor EACA can be held responsible for them. This work is licensed under Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License. To view a copy of this license, visit http://creativecommons.org/SA4.0. Logos have been excluded from this license.